RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
He might not know game to game, but thinking back a couple of weeks, right around the time when everybody seemed to know that Kevin Adams would be on his way out, Paul said, you know, they're maybe not bad, but for the Sabres to get in it, they're going to need a 10-game winning streak. Well, we're at 7. And wouldn't you know it, Paul, they're in 7th place through 7 straight wins. So this is to your point. It's still so close in that division, though. 10 points top to bottom. A couple more, you get your 10-game winning streak, and they're right there.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's 3 more, and they probably would be in there because, as you know, I go by points percentage because it takes the games in hand out, which means they would only have to pass Ottawa and Washington right now. Sabres are at 556, Senators are at 569, Washington would be in that 8th spot at 581. So, you know, they've gotten over 6, they need 2 more, and that's about what it would take, about 10 wins to, accomplish that and get yourself into that spot.
Several of these recent wins have gone past regulation. And I wonder if you think, so like this is something we've talked about through the years when the Sabres have fallen short, like they just, too many regulation losses and not enough, quote, loser points. They've had 10 games this year get to overtime, and lately they've been running well on those games. How much of a skill is that? Like late in games when it's, you know, the last commercial break and the game is tied, how much do you think teams can control over, and do they think like this, to get the game to overtime?
Well, if you're trying to get the game to overtime, you got to minimize the chances, and since Seattle, that's what they've done. They've been either tied or in a one-goal game every game since then, and they defended it in every game except the Islander game, which they wound up winning in overtime, and that they didn't get tied up on 5-on-5. It was 6-on-4 that they gave up the tying goal. So really, in 5-on-5, they defended it very well in that game also. So they and how are they doing it? Well, they've stopped, you know, handing the puck to the other team and giving them 3-on-1s or breakaways, or in one occasion a 2-on-0, and, you know, just putting your goaltender in a horrible situation. I mean, yeah, the goaltender every now and then had to make a big save, which is his job. But you don't want to put him in this spot where he has to make 5 big saves for you, because he's not going to make 5 big saves for you. He's human. So that's where I think the difference is. They have bought in finally from top to bottom to Lindy Ruff and what he wants them to do, and they're doing it. This is a hard-headed bunch. They like to do it their way. They think their way is great. And then the next thing you know, they're in last place in the conference. So this time, when they were in last place in the conference, they decided, well, you know what? Maybe we should do it Lindy Ruff's way, see how that works. And so far, they've done it that way, and it's worked well.
Have you talked to players about the GM change and whether it's they're saying it or you're thinking it? How much credit does that move get for what's happening?
They're not talking about how much credit it is. You know, they all said they liked Kevin Adams and all that after, you know, they felt responsible for him being fired because they're the ones on the ice and they were the ones screwing things up on the ice. So, it has to help because just talking to the players now, you can just see it's like a cloud lifted off of them. You know, it's like they're freer and, you know, they've for all of them in their Sabre career, it's just been misery. The misery of horrible losses, horrible seasons. You're out of it by the holidays, you know, and it's just year after year pounding at you. And now all of a sudden that's gone and it's a new day. And you have a GM who has actually done the job for 11 years, and he hires a guy to be his assistant who's actually done the job for just as long with the Montreal Canadiens. And it just seems like they're becoming an organization now. I almost say, it seems like, you know, amateur hour is over, and now the pros have taken over. And, you know, it's so far in a week, or however long it's been, has it been a full week yet?
Since the change?
Yeah.
Just a little over. A
little over a week. You know, it just seems like this guy's no nonsense. You know, he's going to tell you the way it is, whether you like to hear it or not. And, you know, he's not afraid to go for it either. And he's already brought in his own people in a couple of occasions. And, you know, it's so you can already feel that, you know, all right, he wants people that know how he wants things done. He's bringing them here, and I'm sure there will be more to come in the future.
Their first game under Kekalainen officially as GM was last Thursday, so 8 days ago. That's the Philadelphia win on the 18th with Paul Hamilton. So if you haven't already said it, I'm asking about like the how and the why. What's the what here? What are they doing better? You're talking about, you know, the broader spectrum of like listening to the coach and executing whatever that is that you mean. Is there any, what else has contributed to this run?
Well, how many times have you heard me say, just pick a goalie and let him act like the starting goaltender. Let him get on a run. And this is on Lindy Ruff. Don't just sit there. All right. He played two games. He played a bad one. Let's pull him out and let's go to the next guy. That's what he was doing. And nobody could get into the net and get on a roll. Until Lyon has done that. It was in Calgary where it was not going well for Lukanen after 40 minutes. Lyon came out and didn't come out of the net until Lukanen started on Sunday against the New Jersey Devils. And by the way, played probably his best game of the year. Played very well. Held them in that game until they could get their legs. And and before that, Lyon hadn't won a game since the end of October against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And then all of a sudden he wins every game he's in. You know, he didn't win the Calgary game, but from that, then he got in because of an injury to Ellis in the next game, wins that game, and then he's starting all the rest of them and winning all those. And I fully believe, and I've asked him, and he said it is easier when you get a chance to get in there and get yourself on a roll and, you know, not have to worry about, am I going to be in the next game or whatever. And that's what I felt was missing. You know, pick a guy and make him your starting goalie for a little bit, for 20 games or 25 games. See how that works. Instead of just, well, two games, he didn't do well. Now let's give the next guy three games. Oh, no, he didn't do well. Okay, that wasn't working, and I think that was one of the key things to this.
Boston here tomorrow night, so I'd assume Lyon again, right? He played in Ottawa.
Yeah, I would think so. Honestly, they really don't have to put Luke in it until the middle of the month if they don't want to. I probably would somewhere in there, you know, because you're playing every other day at times or there's enough rest that you could keep going with Lyon. But if Lyon pulls a game where he has to face 40 shots or something, I might stick Lukanen in there just to give him a rest and not wait until the next back-to-back, which, as I said, it's going to take a bit to get that one. So that's the way I would do it. But yeah, Lyon and Lindy Ruff showed that Lyon is still the number one guy because he didn't come back with Lukanen after a great game on Sunday against the Devils, and in my opinion, nor should he have. I mean, Lyon had taken the job, I feel, and I think Lindy Ruff feels, and he should have been back in net, and he was, and he won.
At St. Louis on Monday, then to Dallas Wednesday night, and Columbus an afternoon game the following weekend. What's the latest on Zucker and then Kulik, Paul?
Kulik still isn't on the ice, and that's we asked Kekalainen about it in Ottawa when we were chatting with him, and he doesn't ever have an answer, and I don't think it's like, I really know, but I'm not going to tell the media. It's a blood clot. You can't predict that. You can't predict when that's going to dissolve or anything like that, and there's a pretty good chance that Kulik feels fine. Yeah. You know, but it's that thing inside of him that they have to get rid of because it's dangerous, a blood clot. And, I imagine it's dissolving it or whatever the doctors are doing with it. So that has to be frustrating for him. He probably feels like he could play, but there's something inside his body that's saying, no, you can't play right now. I mean, I've seen him leaning over the boards. He's on the bench quite often for practice, and, he'll have a stick. And, he'll be passing back and forth to players and that kind of stuff in his gym shorts over there at the bench. But that's really, I doubt he's on treadmills or anything else. I mean, he's got to get healthy first. Zucker had a conversation with Lindy Ruff not too long ago, and Ruff said Zucker told him that he'll probably be ready to roll right after the holiday break. So I'll be interested to see if he'll be at the morning skate tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as you know, nobody could practice or even travel today. Normally, the Boston Bruins would have traveled to Buffalo today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
But no team can do that, so it's like preseason where you go to the visiting team on the day of the game. I don't know if they'll leave in the morning and morning skate here or if they'll morning skate in Boston and leave a little bit later. I've seen teams do it both ways. And that's why a lot of these games have teams playing that are closer together.
Yep.
I mean, you don't want Pittsburgh to have to go to Las Vegas, on the day of a game type of a situation. So, a Boston to Buffalo flight is not that big a deal. So that's what has to happen tomorrow.
Paul, Kulik probably can't even work out then, right? Like,
I wouldn't think so. No, not with, I think it would probably be dangerous. Of course, I'm not a doctor, as you know. But, I from what I'm hearing, it just seems like, he's got to take it easy until this is solved, whether it's dissolving it or I don't know how you solve blood clots. Thank God I've never had one. But it has to get solved first. Now, I'm not at all inferring this is going to happen with Kulik. And Lindy Ruff has said that he thinks Kulik will be back sometime this year. But I have seen that end careers where players just have to stop. And, again, I have not heard that with Kulik at all. All I know is it's happened. Lindy Ruff did say back when it happened that he is expecting Kulik is going to be able to play again at some point.
Looking forward to the World Juniors. Do you get up for that tournament?
With Sabres in it, I do. Mertka was supposed to play, but he all of a sudden has come up with an injury, so we're going to have to wait and see if he's going to get into that tournament. But three guys on Team USA, and Zimmer from the University of Minnesota is their captain. And he has always impressed me when he's been here for a development camp in July. He's been here for a couple and has done a nice job in the three-on-three tournament. You notice him on the ice. And, you know, he's playing at the University of Minnesota. Kleber, one of the big right-handed shooting second-round pick defensemen, who a lot of people have talked very well about, is playing for Team USA also. And Osborne also is playing. He's a lower pick for the Sabres, but really has come on this year in college. And I've heard a lot of talk about him. So he made the team also for Team USA. So that'll make Team USA a little more fun to watch.
I believe their first game is today against Germany. The tournament's in Minnesota this year. Mm-hmm. So, and we've won the last two, I think.
I think that is correct. You're not catching bad. Me here. You know my memory. You're the one that usually checks my memory for me.
Not anymore. I should have looked. That would have been the professional thing. Unfortunately, there's no way to find out who's won the last two World Junior Championships.
Yeah, neither one of us can hit Google, right?
Yeah, I don't have a media guide sitting here next to me that would give me that answer. They didn't send me anything this year. All right, Paul, thanks for your time, and we'll talk next week.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. The Sabres and Bruins tomorrow night in Buffalo. And then I mentioned the schedule next week. It's back on the road for three, starting Monday in St. Louis. St. Louis is kind of down. The league is so tight. I guess it always can look that way. But like in the Pacific Division, Vegas is on top and they have a losing record. 17-18. All right. 17-8-10. But still, like they've lost more games this year than they've won. And that's first place. Weird. Colorado's doing all the damage. The Sabres play Dallas next week, and Dallas has had a fine season also. In the East, Detroit, good. Montreal, pretty good. Carolina, pretty good. And you get into everybody else and right around the middle. The Sabres are 36 games, 18 wins, 18 losses, which I think we should be happy about. Like, it's trending the right way. I think they've been pretty fortunate, these overtime and shootout games, who knows? But maybe they were a little bit unlucky earlier in the season by the numbers, and it's turned in their favor. Great. Season is alive as we get near January 1. Let's get it to January 1, right? Let's get through Boston and St. Louis and Dallas. That's New Year's Eve, I think, without getting, you know, frustrated again. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off through New Year's. I'm Mike Shope, back with more, and then Sal Capaccio at 5 after this. Football Friday here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.